Into the wilderness is a motif that we see throughout Scripture, both the Old and the New Testaments. And this morning, this motif of this wilderness motif is presented on this third Sunday in Advent, also in the Western Rite, called Gaudete. Gaudete, the Latin being the first word of the introit, but also in Latin, the first word are taken directly from our epistle lesson this morning from Philippians 4. Rejoice, rejoice. You see, today is a somewhat of a break in the penitential season of Advent as we approach even closer to the coming nativity of our Lord. There is a thematic break, a pause, if you will, in focusing upon the glory of the coming of the Lord, the anticipatory joy that we will experience fully at the conclusion of our fast, at the nativity, the joyous nativity of the Lord. But this is, of course, a part of the preparation that we make at this season of time. There must be a wilderness experience, if you will. There must be an appreciation for the work of our patron, St. John the Baptist, in preparing the hearts of the people for the coming of the Lord. But if you were here for Matins this morning, you heard Reader John reading from the Gospel, saying about the circumstances by which the word of the Lord came to St. John the Baptist. It said the word of the Lord came to John where? In the wilderness. In the wilderness. It was the place that John was called to in his ministry of baptism. This ministry, which was not baptism in terms of Christian baptism, but baptism in terms of covenant renewal of the people of Israel, who had been brought through the waters of the Red Sea, who had been called of God, chosen of God, to be his people, to be the priest to the nations. But John's baptism would portend, as we heard also in that gospel reading this morning, the baptism of fire that would come by way of Jesus through the Holy Spirit, and the inauguration of the new Israel, the Christian church. But into the wilderness. The wilderness is the theme that we hear over and over again. If you contemplate or think about the wilderness motifs, we are reminded, for instance, of when Moses, when he realized who he really was and what God was calling him to do, and murdering one of the slave masters, he flees into the wilderness. So the wilderness is a place, in some cases, of escape, of perhaps not by will, but certainly intention, and escaping something. For Moses, it was a period of formation. At the point at which, at the age of ripe age of 80, he would be called of God to be chosen to receive the law, to lead God's people out of captivity. We also see it with Hagar, who flees into the wilderness. We see it even with Jesus at the inauguration of his ministry. And having been baptized, he goes into the wilderness and is tempted of the devil, fasting for 40 days before his public ministry. And of course, with Moses in leading the people, the Israelites, out of bondage, they spend 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years because of the unfaithfulness of the people, their complaining, their desire to go back to their previous life of ease, even though it was in bondage. They pined and longed for the flesh pots of Egypt, there in the austerity, in inhospitable nature of the desert, the wilderness in which they found them. But it was there in the wilderness that God not only would bring about a proving ground of the people, but would be forming them into a nation. It was there in the wilderness that God gave them the law. It was there in the wilderness that God gave them the pattern, the right pattern for worship. It wasn't something innovated by man, but something received, and it happened in the wilderness. So on one hand, the wilderness is a place of danger, inhospitality, of a lack of provision. But on the same token, it is also a place of meeting God, receiving the Word of God. And so St. John, as that bridge between the old and the new covenants, finds his place also in the wilderness. And it was there in the wilderness that he is then confronted by the religious leaders who had been sent by the Pharisees, the priests and the Levites, to go ask, "Who are you?" And then from the gospel lesson this morning from the first chapter of St. John the Baptist, he denies that he's the Christ. He denies that he is Elijah or that prophet, but rather, quoting from Isaiah 40, he says, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." It is there in the wilderness, in which St. John the Baptist was making and preparing the way, making a way for the people of God, calling hearts back to repentance, to a place of faithfulness, and preparing them for the coming Messiah, the coming Christ. And John, as John says, "Whose shoe latchet, the thong whose sandal, I am not worthy to untie or to unloose." It was there in the wilderness that this preparation begins. As we continue in our journey toward the Nativity, God is calling us in the same manner to our own wilderness experience. You know, there are so many things in this life, even though we have, in many ways, one of the wealthiest nations, we have, by and large, we live a life of ease. We have access to modern medical care, so we stay healthier, we live longer than our ancestors. We have better nutrition, better clothing, better houses. And our world is filled with technology and things that make life on one hand easier, but on another hand, distracts us, pulls us away from that still small voice of God. This is why Jesus himself, even in the busyness and the throngs of people that would surround him in his public ministry, had to withdraw to those lonely places, to go back to a wilderness experience, to recharge, to reconnect, recommune with the Father. He likewise tells us to go to our closet. That is, to go to that lonely place, that quiet place, where we can hear the voice of God. How many of us, even as we are in Advent, even as we are trying at some level to have that wilderness experience through fasting, perhaps more intense prayer, almsgiving, and yet our daily lives are filled with the noise and the distraction of this postmodern era. The TV on, the news on, constantly connected to social media. We find many, many ways to avoid the wilderness. the place where God is calling us in preparation of making straight the path for our Lord. We need those wilderness experiences. And it's no wonder then that we are such an anxious people, because we have failed to hear the voice of God in the midst of all the manic activities and the flurry of things that society places on us, or that we place on ourselves in terms of expectations of shopping and hosting parties and all the things that go along with the secular festivities of Christmas. And we miss the opportunity for the wilderness experience. And we are anxious, and we are sometimes confused and doubtful. But this is why we have this break in the Advent season, this Gaudete Sunday, reminding us of what St. Paul says, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Notice he doesn't say rejoice only in this time of year, rejoice only when things are going well, but rejoice always. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, he says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. As we approach the coming of the Nativity, it is the Lord who is nigh at hand who will guide and guard our hearts. Deliver us of our own anxieties, of the stressors of this life. But it doesn't mean that we will be free of them. No, in fact, many times God uses suffering. God uses the stressors of this life to help drive us into that wilderness experience. I wanted to close with a short excerpt from an article written by Juliana Weber, entitled The Meaning of the Wilderness. She writes, every apparent purpose of the wilderness, right worship, learning the law, purgation from one's previous life, dependency on God, etc., is summed up by the one purpose of growing in one's relationship with God. All suffering, abuse, family conflicts, confusion, and other pains in this life can bring us into a spiritual, if not physical, wilderness where we encounter God. Ultimately, this means that suffering has a purpose, and that a life in which there appears to be nothing but suffering can have the deepest meaning of all. Alleviating or avoiding pain is not wrong, but a life free of crises will never allow a decision to be made between God and the things he provides for us. The questions about his trustworthiness and what we are willing to leave behind in order to follow him would never occur to someone who was not in pain. Without suffering, there is no freedom to love God entirely, to make a sacrifice for him. It is a crisis which makes room for what is truly most important for human fulfillment. My brothers and sisters, on this Gaudete Sunday, as we rejoice in the Lord always, let us remember that in the midst of whatever pain, whatever suffering we may have endured or are enduring, we will rejoice, knowing that it provides opportunity for those closer encounters with God and hearing his voice and learning to trust and making straight the highway of our God. Let us rejoice. in the wilderness of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.